The state of Florida is opening a criminal investigation into OpenAI because a suspect allegedly used its chatbot to help plan a mass school shooting. Two people died and five were wounded on the Florida State University campus last year. From WFSU in Tallahassee, Tristan Wood reports.
Florida Attorney General James Othmeyer says an initial review of chat logs shows that gunman Phoenix Eichner consulted ChatGPT for advice over 200 times.
My prosecutors have looked at this, and they've told me if it was a person on the other end of that screen, we would be charging them with murder.
He says the logs show Eichner asking what type of gun to use, what ammo went with it, what time to go to campus to encounter the most people, and more.
Now, of course, ChatGPT is not a person, but that does not absolve our office, my prosecution team, of our duty to investigate whether or not there is criminal culpability here for a corporation.
An OpenAI spokesperson called the FSU shooting a tragedy, but says the company is not responsible. The company says ChatGPT gave the kind of factual responses to questions that could be found anywhere on the internet. During the press conference, Othmeyer acknowledged it is unclear if his team would be able to identify anyone to criminally charge.
We're at the beginning, so I don't know what the intentions of design were. I don't know what people knew and at what time, but I hope that we are able to get those answers.
OpenAI maintains they voluntarily gave the information about the shooter's chat logs to law enforcement and will continue to cooperate with authorities. While this is the first criminal probe from a state attorney general, the AI company has been the target of several recent civil lawsuits, including one centered on its involvement in a suicide case.